And welcome back to Arts Avenue with Tiffany Steele. Thanks for coming back, everyone. This is your podcast to let you know what's going on your campus, Otterbein University, every weekend between music recitals, musicals, plays, and everything in between. We have the lowdown for you here. And this week, we got to talk about The Diary of Anne Frank. Otterbein University Theater and Dance is presenting The Diary of Anne Frank. It will be Thursday, February 15th through Sunday, February 18th. Starts at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. And of course, this is a play by Frances Goodrich and Albert Hackett, based upon the Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl. A transcendently powerful new adaptation for a new generation, Anne's voice of hope shines through the claustrophobic realities of the fear and grief experience while hiding from the Nazis. This brave young girl emerges from a history, a living, lyrical, intensely gifted writer who confronts her rapidly changing life and the increasing horror of her time with astonishing honesty, wit, and determination. Despite everything, I believe people are really good at heart. This is the famous quote from Anne Frank that everyone knows. If you have seen the play or if you have not, you have at least heard this. And now we get to talk to the star of Otterbein University's production, Tatum. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for hanging out with us. It's really exciting because this is a very powerful show.
Yes.
Of course. And actually, fun fact, I was actually in it my senior year of
really?
High school. Really? I was the sister, Margo. Yeah. So it's very meaningful to me, and I'm sure a lot of people. And something that needs to be, I believe, and I've heard from many people, done continuously throughout the years, just to bring awareness of history shouldn't be repeating itself.
Absolutely.
And so you have the big role. You've got to portray that.
I do.
How does it feel?
It's an incredible honor, obviously, but there's a lot that comes with it. It's a lot of responsibility because, of course, I want to do her justice and I want to, you know, honor her words and her life. And that's what the whole cast is trying to do. So it's a very different experience portraying a real person versus a character that someone made up. Yeah, it's a huge honor. I'm very grateful be given the opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, and so where are you at right now? I know the show is coming out this coming weekend.
Yes, we have a student matinee for high schoolers from Columbus on Wednesday morning. But we open to the public on Thursday evening.
Okay.
So we're counting down the minutes right
now. Nervous yet?
No, I'm actually just very excited. We've been in a really good spot for a while now, I feel like, and we're all at the point where everything's really fallen into place, so there's just a lot of excitement, a lot of energy, and everyone's just ready to get an audience into the theater.
That's really exciting, and for such an intimate show, I have to say, in Cowan Hall, whoever's been there, it's huge.
Yes.
Of course, going in. How do you keep the intimacy within that?
Well, it's hard because we don't have microphones, so the only kind of audio equipment we're using is floor mics. So mm-hmm. A lot of the challenge has been just like vocal energy and playing to that large of a house while keeping the intimacy. So I think the thing that's helped us most is just being so familiar with the script, being so familiar with our characters and the other actors that we're with on stage, that we've gotten to a point now where, you know, we can be speaking technically pretty loudly to each other on stage, mm-hmm. but maintain that kind of intimate energy with each other. And obviously the set that we're working on is meant to be, you know, it's meant to feel small.
Mm-hmm.
And so the physical space that we're in and the physical space we have to imagine ourselves in is small. So you almost kind of forget about the fact that we're in, you know, a 1,000-seat house. It still feels very intimate because we have to create it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a challenge for sure. But I think it'll read well. I think it'll work.
That's so exciting. And I noticed the other day, so they finally put up on social media with Otterbein University Theater and Dance.
Yes.
That you guys got in your costumes for the first
time.
We
did.
I personally think that when you get in the costumes, it just makes it so much more real and magical. How did that feel?
Oh, it was so much fun. I mean, it's interesting because me and Alyssa DeLork, who plays Margo,
mm-hmm.
and Kenneth Remoklis, who plays Peter, we're the three youngest people you know, supposed to be the three youngest in the show, people in the show. And so our, you know, our hair and makeup is different and our costumes are different. And they did a really great job of reflecting the age differences in the younger characters versus the older characters. And so, yeah, once we had the costumes, it really felt real. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my God. It was really exciting. And
you were talking about, you know, the age difference. Can you tell me a little bit about how you prepared for this role? Is it like, I think Anne is what, 12 at this point?
She starts the play at 13.
13.
And
okay.
It ends when she's 15. Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're in our 20s and things like that.
Right.
So getting used to that, how did you get into the role, especially also just in this time of, you know, the Holocaust and things mm-hmm. like that?
It was a lot of, we didn't work too much on making her youthful necessarily. It was more making sure that her energy was different.
Okay.
Than everyone else's. So, you know, I have a lot more physical movement. I'm running up and down the stairs and I'm constantly, you know, moving around the rooms, whereas the adults are typically a little more static. They're sitting or they're, you know, they converse in a more subdued physical manner while I'm always kind of jumping and bouncing around from room to room. And also vocal energy, you know, that was a huge thing for me. Not necessarily making my voice higher, but mm-hmm. just making sure it was always excited and it's always an adventure. And that's actually one of her lines, which is, you know, it's like being on an adventure. So that kind of youthful wonder, that energy was more what we worked on.
Okay. And throughout the process, you know, with going through the rehearsal process and things like that, this is a very, you know, darker, sadder show, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Very harsh subjects, especially for a 13-year-old
yes.
to be going with. And so I guess, how did you keep the lightness with it? Because, you know, you can get very depressed if
absolutely.
You continue this.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it's interesting. I think we all thought it was going to be a lot darker
okay.
than it actually ended up being, because it is a human interest story. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it really, the play does a It highlights the positivity that she brought to their situation. And yes, there are moments that are heartbreaking and tense and dangerous and sad. And all of that is in there. But a lot of the show is really just showing you how real they were.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you their relationships and it shows you, you know, the good times and the bad times. And so I don't want people to think that they're just going to be like sad and crying the whole time, because it really, until, you know, the very end of the play, it really is a lovely story about family and growing up and adolescence and how they all dealt with those things in such a confined space. So the cast has done a great job at just, you know, when we break from rehearsals, we have a 10-minute break, we're all laughing and goofing off and, you know, keeping each other uplifted, which has been of utmost help.
Which is great.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
For that kind of story. I can't wait to see it personally. I think you're gonna do an amazing job with
it. Thank you.
It's personally one of my favorite stories in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, can be dark, but it's very something that needs to be recognized.
Absolutely.
And done every couple years or something like that. With it, I think one of my favorite quotes, and it literally is one of my favorite quotes, I said it earlier, despite everything, I believe people are really good at heart.
Yes.
And I think that just kind of speaks to not only, you know, human interest side of it, but to the story itself, because you see Anne, it's more of, it, yeah, it's about the human interest story within the Holocaust and things like that, but also you see her just a growing girl. Like,
mm-hmm.
what is she feeling throughout this? And so did you have to go back on, like, certain memories, or was it just kind of put yourself in those shoes?
I think it was a lot, yeah, it was really, you know, we talk a lot about given circumstances, and obviously the given circumstances for this show in particular are so widely known, and this mm-hmm. is a story that is so famous, really, for that exact quote that you just gave, that I think it wasn't so much trying to become her, because mm-hmm. obviously that's impossible.
Of course.
But it was more just, you know, finding certain lines like that and finding the moments where it was, you know, the heart of the story, and really kind of taking that as like a through line from the beginning of the play to the end. Because that's, at the end of the day, I hope that's what people walk away with, is that people are truly good at heart. And yeah, I think it's just a really, it's a hauntingly beautiful line. And it comes at a point in the play where I think people will be very surprised, and a lot of jaws will drop.
But it'll be very good.
Yes. Oh, yes. Definitely a tear-jerker. I think it will be. Yes.
You, is it like your goal kind of be like, okay, we see them crying. Yay, we did it.
Well, it's not even, I don't know if it's even a goal. I think it's inevitable at this point. I don't know how, I mean, even we walk off stage after rehearsals, yeah. You know, and we all sit there kind of, you know, crying and kind of in silence. And so if we are feeling that, I don't even, you know, I don't know what it looks like or what it, yeah, what it's been like for an audience member, but I'm sure that it will be, at least I hope it will, it will be an effective piece.
Yeah, you never have like an out of body experience, just watch it on stage.
Yeah, I wish I could. I really wish that I could.
Well, another, I want to ask another thing. So, you know, we see with actors and things like that, you really put yourselves into the piece.
Yes.
So what is it? Is there like a somewhat comparison, not in the situation, but between the two characters that you find, between you and Anne?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think everyone can relate to her youthful wonder and that excitement that she has for being alive. Mm-hmm. I know when I was a kid, something I relate to a lot with Anne, sorry mom if you're listening, was her older sister Margot is like perfect and everyone loves her, and her mother, you know, kind of lifts Margot up, mm-hmm, and kind of scolds Anne, and that's kind of their relationship. And that's totally something that at least I felt was
too,
in my childhood.
Me.
My older sister is the most perfect human, and I love her dearly. But I definitely, that was something that like I really could attach to, was like feeling like, you know, you're the younger sister, you're still a child, whereas other people might be considered grown ups now, and that kind of dealing with that. So there were definitely certain parts of her that I was like, yes, that is me.
You're like, I get it now.
I get it now. Yes.
That's awesome. And honestly, that was me too, so it's okay. So final question before we go, what can you sum up or just give me something, why should people come see this, even if they know the story? They may say everyone knows the story, why should they come see it again?
I think everyone should come see this show again, or for the first time, because, like you said, it's an important story that needs to be told, no matter what time, no matter what era, no matter by whom. I think it's just, it's a story that is, it reminds us why we're human, what we're capable of. Mm-hmm. And I think, especially in our current climate in our country, talking about things like, you know, racial or religious discrimination, or really discrimination of any kind, and what that is capable of, mm-hmm, and what that can lead to if we put power in the wrong hands. No matter what right or wrong might be to you, it can be dangerous, and it's happened before, and who's to say it won't happen again? And I think that this is a story that it shows you exactly what could happen and what did happen. And It's sad, mm-hmm, and it's horrifying, but it's true. And at the end of the day, we need to remember what's true, and we need to remember how to love each other. And this show does both of those things.
And there you go. This is why you should definitely come see it. Thank you, Tatum, for coming in.
Thank you for having
me. And telling us a little bit about it. Good luck. Break a leg.
Thank you so much.
You'll be great. If you guys want to see The Diary of Anne Frank, make sure you come check it out February 15th through the 18th, as well as February 22nd through the 24th. It is at Cowan Hall, and you can get tickets at the box office. They're open Monday through Friday, noon to 4, or you can go online as well. They're $22. Unless you're a student, you get in free, so why else would you go at that point? So thanks for tuning in. We will be back with Arts Avenue in a couple weeks to let you know what's happening as well. So stay tuned.